and helping those in need. From a dad who's a man so circle up, man seen which it first came down. Buffer Muhammad in year 16, a guide for all mankind.
Ramadan,
for fasting, for giving,
Ramadan,
for praying. Be patient,
Ramadan,
for giving, and feeding,
Ramadan.
We love you, oh Ramadan. Ramadan is a month of patience. Ramadan is a month of sacrifice. Ramadan is a month of praying in a mosque for Taraweeh. Ramadan is such a fruitful month for gaining lots of hasanat. The demonstration is a religious month for all of Ramadan.
We don't eat food. No. We don't use our handbook. No. We don't drink anything. No. We don't speak a day. No, we read Quran. Yes, we pray a lot. Yes, we have the book. Yes, we greet our faith. Yes,
Ramadan.
Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan.
Thank you. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير الحمد لله رب العالمين with the mercy and blessing of Allah ta'ala we are together here and Allah Let me see. I am hearing some sound. Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. Okay. All right. So if you are happy and you are feeling healthy and you're excited to be here, then go ahead and type one. Alhamdulillah. I am super happy, super excited to see your smiles, your beautiful crafts and creations. MashaAllah, they look so amazing. Jazakallah khair for being here. A very, very warm welcome to our online class. And we will say to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, His mercy, and His blessings be upon you all. Barakallahu fi. MashaAllah. I love what you're showing. So go ahead. Let's see. Let me ask Zia first. Zia, what is this?
Hajj.
Hajj. MashaAllah. That's so beautiful. And how is it related to our class? Which pillar of Islam is that?
Fifth
pillar of Islam, mashallah, that's so beautiful. And Iman, what do you have?
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. And how is it related to our class? Which pillar of Islam does this go into?
After the Ramadan.
Very good, mashallah. After the Ramadan comes the beautiful time for Eid. And Aisha, what do you have? Aisha, that's a beautiful
class. All the prophets written.
Oh my God, that is so incredible that all the prophets written there. That is so beautiful. We will have a very special quiz next week on all the prophet stories that he did too. And let's see, somebody else was showing me something beautiful. I know, Miller, reward you for holding on. Shayan, what is that?
That's a prayer mat.
That's a prayer mat. I love it. And which pillar of Islam does this belong to?
That's the second pillar of
Islam. MashaAllah. That's so beautiful. Barakallah fi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you tremendously for showing those things. It's so amazing. I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I love your smiles. Aisha Qasim, what do you have?
I made a little one heart, and then my Ramadan Mubarak and my spelling. Now I'm making some colors, some small circles and gardens and flowers, and now I'm making hearts.
MashaAllah, that is so beautiful. I love your drawing. I love your colors and your drawing, MashaAllah. I hope all of you grabbed a piece of paper. The bigger, the better. Today we are going to do an activity also. We are going to make something and we're going to show our friends too. Aisha Khan, what do you have?
A shield.
Okay, what is that for?
The shield is only one.
Yes, very good, mashallah. And when we say the ta'awuz, it's like we take a strong defense shield, right? Mashallah, that is so beautiful. And Eunice, I always love your smile. Mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all smiling. And go ahead, Amina, what is that?
It's all the pillars of Islam.
Mashallah, they look so strong. And I love what you wrote on the top. What did you write?
I love the pillars,
mashallah. So today we will make a craft about the five pillars of Islam too, right? If you are excited, then go ahead and type one that tells me, yes, I am super excited for my class. Now, this is going to be our last week together, right? So give me thumbs up if you think you're very happy. Thumbs down if you're like sad. This is the last week. And in between, if you have mixed feelings, Sana Fatma, those that look so beautiful. Sana Fatma, what is that on your notebook?
It's the second pillar of Islam, Salah.
MashaAllah, that is so beautiful, incredible, excellent, MashaAllah. Yeah, so we feel sad also that this is going to be the last week, but we feel happy that inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us still two more days to be together, and we will inshallah make the most of it. Thank you for all those hand signs, and we make dua, we make the most of it today, right? So go ahead, today we are here, so we will stay smiling, and we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunities to be together again and again and again and again, right? Here and inshallah in the highest levels of Jannat al-Firdaus, right? I make dua that all the students be joined together in my Skittles swimming pool in Jannah, right? I really ask Allah to give me a swimming pool which is full of candy, which is full of Skittles, and I'm going to have light up here over there. My hair is going to be like light up, and inshallah we all can eat as much as we like, right? Muhammad, what are you showing? Go ahead, Muhammad. Yes, Muhammad. That looks so nice. Mm-hmm. What is that, Muhammad?
Islam. 5 years of Islam.
Wow, mashallah. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. That is so neat. I love it, mashallah. And Sayyida Zaria, what do you have?
Five pillars.
And I love that how you showed it on your hands as well. That just like those five fingers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it's the five pillars of Islam, right? Alhamdulillah. So we will talk more about the five pillars of Islam very shortly. At this time, let's open up our Mus'haf, and inshallah we will go to our Quran in a very nice way, inshallah, and let's make sure we focus. If you want to turn off your cameras, you can at this time, so that you can focus and we can learn the new surah, right? How many of us would like to learn the new surah? Give me thumbs up. Awesome. Jazakallah khair, Abdurrahman. That was a beautiful thumbs up. A very strong thumbs up. Thank you. So inshallah, no more typing now. Just let's get focused and let's get, you know, the bad guy who doesn't want us to read. We're going to get him out of here, right? So inshallah. Now no more texting, no more typing, no more showing me anything. I will see more sharings a little later, okay? All right. So hold on to those things. MashaAllah. Hold on, Aizan. Hold on to that. Inshallah, when we come back, then we will inshallah see more things. Okay. Sounds good. I love your Ramadan tracker. MashaAllah. Excellent. All right. So cameras off at this time and listening ears on, and let's get very, very focused. MashaAllah. I'm so proud of you for following directions. I'm so proud of each one of you. MashaAllah. All right. Let's say it in a very nice voice, and then you will all say it also. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Your turn. Excellent. You know what? In Ramadan, the shaytan is chained up. So he is no longer even there. He's like chained up. But sometimes he trains the people, and just like when you like you're stirring a cup, and you know, you stir a cup and it just keeps going, even if you remove the spoon, it just keeps going. Just like that, sometimes shaitan, you know, trains us in a way that even if he's not there, we still keep on acting a little bit silly, acting, you know, in a different way. So we still need to take protection and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not getting tricked, right? So friends, Danielle, no turning on the camera at this time, okay? So inshallah, let's stay focused. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Your turn. MashaAllah, excellent. When you say it so nicely, it is as if you have taken the protection, just like the friend drew it also. So alhamdulillah, when we seek protection from Allah, from the curse shaitan, and when we say bismillah, it brings barakah, right? So let's say inshallah, I am going to say bismillah before anything and everything in my life, okay? And today you can write in your notebooks beautiful words. This surah name is Al-Asr, okay? In English you write A S-R, Asr. But in Arabic, it's Ayn, Saad, and Ra. Okay? So this is Ayn, Saad, and Ra. And we will see what we have in this surah, inshallah. So first we'll recite, then we will see the word-by-word meaning. And then, inshallah, we will see how much we know about this surah. I am hoping many of you have memorized this, but we will, inshallah, listen to some friends also. So Surah Al-Asr is an amazing, incredible surah with very few verses, right? Just three verses, just like Surah Kawthar, but it has incredible meaning. And so many people talked about it, like how this is like the entire message of the Quran. So inshallah, let's recite together verse number one. Wal-Asr. Wal-Asr. Remember, there is Ayn, Saad, and Ra. So your turn. Wal-Asr. Beautiful. Now I want you to remember that Ayn is a light letter. Okay, so you're not going to, when you say Saad heavy, you're not going to make the Ayn heavy. You're going to keep the Ayn light. Wal-Asr. Ayn is light. Saad is going to be a heavy letter. The next word. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Your turn. Mashallah. And I like the way those friends were making use of the time and you were writing the meaning, mashallah. So, wal-asr means this waw fatha. When it comes usually in the Quran, most of the time in the Quran, it means and. But when it comes in the beginning, it means like swearing by. Okay? So here it means I swear by. And this is who? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is swearing by what? Al-Asr, which is time. Asr is also like, you know, when you are squeezing something and something comes out, asir is like a juice. If you have like a glass and let's say you have some yummy, delicious oranges and you have three oranges and you are trying to fit them into the glass. So you will need a lot of effort. Let's say you have this glass and you are trying to fit these three oranges, which are very yummy and delicious, inside this glass, right? What do you think? Option one is that you try to push them and shove them in. That is option number one. Or option number two is that you just squeeze them and put the juice inside here. Which one do you think is easier? Option number one, which is putting the oranges inside the glass, or option number two, which is like putting the juice inside the glass. So you squeeze the oranges and you just put the juice in there. Wow, mashallah. You guys are so smart, right? Mashallah, tabarakallah. So just like that, asir is known as the juice, okay? So wal-asr, it's like the squeeze also of the entire Quran. The message is in this surah. It's like the crux of this entire Quran. And what is that? That inna. And whenever you see this word inna inside the Quran next time, you know its meaning now. Okay? And what is the meaning? Whenever you will see anywhere inna, one, you're going to give timing because you see this shadda here. So you're going to say inna, inna. And it means indeed, verily, for sure. All these meanings are there. Okay? So next time when you see inna, you mean something very important. Okay? And you can remember it from indeed or verily or for sure with certainty. And what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Al-insan. Who is insan? Is the human. It's me and you. So you can write your own name here also. Lafi are in. Next time you see in the Quran anywhere this word fee, you will remember that it means in. So you can hold an imaginary cup right now, and you can put an imaginary pen inside the cup. So that is like in. Okay, and when you say min, it's like from. When you take away the pen from that cup, that's like from. Okay, so indeed, mankind is in what? Husr. Okay, and what is husr? Friends, no turning on camera at this time. Ishal, let's focus on writing our notes. And what is husr? Husr is loss. It's like bankruptcy. It's like when you lost everything. Like you had these very nice, delicious candy box, and all of a sudden it fell down and everything is just kind of gone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that indeed the humans are in loss. Uh-oh, I told you to write our own name there. So are we in loss too? Let's find out in our verse number 3. And let's recite that, and we will find out that all of them are in loss except for some people who do these 4 things. So I need to write down, make a note of these 4 things. Okay, and let's find out what are those. First we will recite inshallah.
Illalladhina amanu wa amilu الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
Your turn. MashaAllah, that was beautiful recitation. It was a long word, but you guys recited very well, MashaAllah. I'll break it up so that you can recite one more time.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
Your turn.
وَتَوَافَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَافَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
Excellent. Many of you were saying the thought so beautifully, so beautifully. I loved it. So let's now write, who is the one who is not in loss? So number one, except for those who believed. This is my number one. So I need to check also, did I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? Am I a believer? And inshallah, we will all try to be very, very strong believers, right? So illa alladhina, illa. Next time, whenever you see this word illa in the Quran, you know it means only or except. Okay? Other than that, that is the meaning of illa. If you know these small little words, then inshallah, when you will next time see them, you can tell mom and dad, mom, dad, I know the meaning of this word. I know illa means only or except. Like in la ilaha illallah, I know that, right? So alhamdulillah. Mumaisa, let's keep the camera off, and I want you to write at this time, okay? Mumaisa? So let's do that. Illa is only. And alladhina, those who, amanu, believed. Now what's number 2? The second thing those people have to do who are not in the loss is to do what? Amilu, actions. And what kind of actions? Salihat, good deeds. Okay, salihat. And how does an action become a salih action? I want you to write there. You can take help with somebody to write faster for you also, that salihat, any action that you do based on Quran and Sunnah becomes a righteous action. Okay, so you have to make sure that this action is based on Quran and Sunnah, inshallah. All right, that makes it an amal salih. Okay, If you do just by yourself, then that's not an action solid. For example, right now you're trying to show me what you have written. But did I ask you to show me right now? No. So then it may be a great action. You wrote amazing. But if you're not doing it at the right time, then it doesn't become a good deed, right? So Allah SWT told us to pray. For example, Allah told us to pray Salah. But let's say if I pray Fajr Salah Isha time, then praying Salah is a good thing. But if I'm praying it at the wrong time, it doesn't make it a righteous deed, right? So if Mama is telling me to go to sleep in the night and I don't listen to her and I go to sleep and when I am doing my breakfast, I sleep on my table, then that is not the good deed, right? It's not fun anymore. And number three, these people, they advise tawasaw, they advise for truth. They tell each other for good things. Just like I told you right now that let's keep our cameras off so that we can work nicely. So these are the people who advise for truth. And they advise for patience. Oh, mashallah, I did so much nice work. I want everybody to see it right now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying everybody's in loss except for those, number one, who believe, number two, who do good deeds, number three, who remind each other for truth, and number four, who remind each other of patience. How many of us would like to be amongst these people who are not losers? They are who? They are the winners who do these four things. So how many of us would like to be the winners? Winners. Who would like to be winners? Go ahead and type one if you would like to be the winners. Then if you like to be the winners, you have to do all of these four things. You cannot pick and choose. You cannot say that, oh, you know what? I believe, but I'm not going to do good deeds. Or, you know what, I believe I'm going to go do good deeds, but I'm not going to be patient. I'm just going to be hasty. I'm going to keep turning my camera on. I'm going to keep going to try to tell everybody what did I do, right? No, the winners are those who are going to do all four of them. They will believe, they will do good deeds, and they will remind each other for truth, and they will remind each other of patience. Just like when you go to school, you need to have an A grade in math, in English, in science to pass the grade. In all the subjects, you need to pass the grade. Just like that, we need to pass in all four of this thing. Okay? How many of us understood that? Go ahead and type one. It tells me, yes, you understood that, right? Go ahead and type one. It tells me, yes, I understood that. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful. Excellent. We will recite one more time, inshallah, and then we will talk about it more, that how you can apply this in life, inshallah. Okay? So let's focus one more time. Recite very carefully and look at the images, and then we will talk about it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى make us of these who will understand that Allah is saying that I swear by the time is ticking, the time is keeps on ticking, tick tock, tick tock, and the time is becoming less and less and less. So don't waste our time doing things which is not going to help us, right? So don't be lazy, because man is in loss. They waste too much time on a lot of things, right? And may Allah make us of those who believe, who did righteous deeds, who do the righteous deeds, and then who remind each other of haq and who remind each other of patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. So inshallah, let's go to our dua session and then we will do our story time. When we come back, then you can tell me what kind of good deeds you like to do and how do you make sure that you do all the four that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do. Okay, so inshallah, I am going to lower your hand so that we can learn the dua from Sister Fatima inshallah, and then once we come back and let's talk more about Suratul Asr inshallah. All right, so how many of us were able to write the four things and they understood the four things? Go ahead and type one inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so Sister Fatima, all yours inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear kids, how is everyone? I hope so everyone is fine and good and enjoying Ramadan, doing lots of good deeds, mashallah, learning lots of new things in the Quran session. Barakumullahu fikum. So alhamdulillah, today is our last dua session. You know about it? Alhamdulillah, see how the time flies. The day we were started and now today is alhamdulillah our last day of dua session. So inshallah, today we will do a dua of the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. It's a dua, we will also revise the story. Can anyone of you tell me who was Prophet Yunus? Anyone of you remind something about him? The Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was very special prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sent to the people who were, yes, he was eaten by the whale. So you know it, Hiba, mashallah. He was very special prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was sent to the people who was ignorant and who was not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not living a right life, okay? They were misled people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him and he told the people, you should obey Allah and his commands. Otherwise, punishment will come. He warned his people. Actually, he was warning his people to do the good deeds. Otherwise, punishment will come. But they don't understand. The people was very stubborn. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam tried very hard to convince the people. But they kept on ignoring him. Instead of understanding and following the prophet, what they said? No. We are not afraid of the punishment. They were very stubborn and they were not able to understand what the prophet was saying. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam get very disheartened by the statement of all these people. He left those ignorant people without waiting the further instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forget to show his patience. So now what happened to him? He was sailing in the sea. He left the people. He was sailing in the sea. And the meanwhile, the storm came and the Yunus alayhi salam was thrown in the sea. Thereby, a whale was there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the whale and she swallowed the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam in a gulp. Then he was in prison. Can you imagine what was the situation? He thought that he was unable to come out. So definitely when someone is stuck, maybe for example, we get stuck in a room, but we feel, oh, we call to the mama and baba and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely. But imagine if someone gets stuck in the belly of a whale, what will be the situation? He was too much worried. What he realized that definitely he would forget to show his patience. Then he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the beautiful words, with the beautiful dua. Let's see that dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. La ilaha. Repeat after me. La ilaha illa anta. Illa anta. Subhanaka, سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Now let's see the meanings. There is no except, here we are mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha, there is no except thine, no, exalted, subhanaka are you, you are exalted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in me, I am, kuntu, in me, indeed, kuntu, I am, min al-zalimin, the wrong one, like, he is saying that it was my mistake, he realized that I did not show my patience. At the time, I did not wait for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I left my people. He realized his mistake. So at the same time, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy. He is saying that you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are exalted. Subhanaka, you are the one who is exalted and I am the one who have done the mistake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to this dua and the whale helped Yunus alayhi salam and the whale dropped him to the island. See, the whale was the one who gulped him in a swallow and swallow him just in a gulp, and the whale was the one who dropped him to the surface of the island. See, it's just because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the whale to help him, and in the meantime he also realized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him. What is our duty now? Alhamdulillah, we understand. We have also revised the story of Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. Now, how can we apply this dua in our lives? Just in case we get stuck in a problem, just in case we get stuck in a situation in which we are feeling there is no way out, say this dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. You know, the problems, the hardships, always come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to our mistakes. It is we are making mistakes that led us towards the problems and the hardship. So if we have any hardship and we are unable to understand what's going on and there is no way out, you can also tell it to your mama and baba. Sometimes we get stuck in the school in a stuck in a situation that we are unable to decide what to do, what is right for us, then say this dua, okay? This is a dua for the all kinds of hardship. This is a dua for seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy when there is no way out. This is the best dua to say, okay? Now, at the last time, I'm going to say it. You have to repeat after me. La ilaha illa. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين There is no deity except you. Exalted are you. Indeed, I have been of the wrongdoers. See, in this dua, we are realizing that it was our fault. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the best one. You are the exalted one. It is we who made mistakes. So inshallah, we will learn this dua with a lot of practice. We will understand its meaning by doing lots of more practice again and again. Jazakumullahu khairan kaseera, my dear ones. I will miss you so much. Inshallah, we will meet on Thursday. But it was the best time to have you all in this last session. I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has blessed me this opportunity to teach you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the best sadaqah jariyah for your parents also. Don't forget to say lots of du'as. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love to listen to the du'as of all the human beings, but especially the kids. You are kids, you see, you are little ones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to listen to the du'as from little ones. Don't forget to say du'a for you, for all the Muslim ummah, for your teachers, for your parents, for your friends also, okay? Jazakallahu khairan kathira. I'm leaving the mic for Sister Javedia for your next session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts and reunite us all in the highest, highest levels of Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. How many of us would like to be together in this world again for some amazing sessions, right? Type 1, and we want to be together in Jannah also, right? Alhamdulillah. Yes, you're all excited. It's story time. So inshallah, may I keep in du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us bonded on khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us choicely blessed here and hereafter, right? When we are in the knowledge sessions, it's like we are in the gardens and we are eating from the fruits, alhamdulillah. So jazakallah khair, Hadia, for being here. So inshallah, over to you for the story time, inshallah.
So assalamualaikum friends, today we are going to be doing a very special story. So this story is about the cave. Can anyone name a prophet that had a story that was related to a cave? Yes, it was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are going to be doing the story of the cave, and this was part of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I can't wait. So let's get started with the story. Once upon a time, after Khadija radiallahu anh and Ali radiallahu anh, more people accepted Islam. Among them, the first was Zayd, a free slave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anh became a Muslim too. Abu Bakr radiallahu anh was a well-known person. When he became a Muslim, he told every person he met about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted everybody to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people accepted Islam after hearing Abu Bakr radiallahu anh speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the Muslims of Mecca migrated to Medina. Only the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu left. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was waiting for Allah to give him permission to leave. Finally, one day, Jibreel alaihi salam came to him and said, "Do not sleep in your bed tonight." Does anyone know what the word is called when the Muslims migrated from Mecca to Medina? Yes, it is called Hijra. That is also why Hijra is the migration from Mecca all the way to Medina. The night fell, and Ali radiallahu anhu and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were alone in the house. Suddenly, they heard some noise outside. They looked out and saw the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam surrounding the house. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not afraid. He knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with him. He told Ali radiallahu anhu, "Lie down in my bed and cover yourself with my cloak. I am going to leave with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. You follow later on." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quickly left his house at night. In the pitch darkness, he went to Abu Bakr's house, where he had two camels ready. They mounted the camels and left the city. They made for Mount Tabor, which was nearby. There was a cave there in which they hid. They stayed in the cave for 3 days. Every night, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's son, Abdullah, came to meet them. He brought the news of what was happening in the city. Abdullah told them, "The Quraysh of Mecca are very angry. They are looking for you everywhere. They are even offering a reward of 100 camels to the man who captures you." One day, they heard some voices outside the cave. It was a search party of the Quraysh who were looking for them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was stricken with fear. He thought, "We will be discovered any time now." But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not despair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us." The man looked around and moved away. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was most surprised. He peered out of the cave and was amazed. There was a huge spider's web across the entrance, and a pigeon had made a nest next to it. That is why nobody had bothered to look into the cave. When it was safe, they left the cave. They hired a guide to take them across the desert to Medina. It took them 7 days to reach Medina. Well, that is the end of our story. But what I learned from this story is to never despair, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be with us, no matter if we're in the darkest and deepest of places, even in the cave. So, what did you learn from this story? You can type it in the chat, and I will move on to giving it to the next presenter. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير وأحسن الجزاء for such a beautiful story. Alhamdulillah. And now we know the story of the cave. And let's see, Rahma, what did you learn? If you are ready, you can raise your hand. Let me take one sharing. Whoever wants to share what did they learn, you can raise your hand. Okay, Adam, Suhail?
Yes. I have two things to share.
Okay, let me one second. I think we had accidentally so many mics on. So Adam, Suhail, you can talk now.
Okay. So you should not do bad things to other people and not hurt too.
That is so incredible. I love your sharing that not to be bad to other people. Very nice, mashallah. And I'm sure all of you have some exciting lessons that you took away and you wrote down in your notebooks. And we have something exciting today to make, okay? So inshallah, without further ado, I just want to tell you one thing, that next time when we meet, okay, we will be having a quiz on the story time. We did a lot of, you know, stories. Mashallah, that is so beautiful. Aiza, I love it. Aiza, what did you make?
I made a card. I first colored it all in gray. And then I used to rub it to write Eid Mubarak.
Mashallah, that is so creative. I love your creativity. Are we all ready to be creative today? Type one if you want to show your creativity today. So we are about to make something, and before we move there, I want to tell you that next time, the story time, you're going to have a quiz. So we will give you some clues and you will have to guess which prophet is that. anybody wants to type the stories that we have done already, the names of the prophets, I can quickly let you quickly do a recap of the prophets that we have done, so that next time when you are asked, given clues, you remember that's the prophet. Very good, mashallah, Sana Fatma. You wrote Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yes, we did his story, and that was probably in our week number 5. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, very good. That was in week number 2. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, we did in week number 4. Yes, Ayub alayhi salam, very good. We did that in our week number 3. And then we did Isa alayhi salam. Yes, Aisha Khan, we've been waiting for her. Yes, alhamdulillah, Dania did that. And we did Prophet Jesus, which is Isa alayhi salam also, right? So when you will get the clues, let's see if you can guess the prophets right, okay? And how many of us love the prophets and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to be with the prophets in the highest level of Jannah. Go ahead and type 1 and let's quickly 10 seconds to raise our hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to be in Jannah with all these prophets, right? Like when I think of myself, I want to run to Ibrahim alayhi salam and I want to give him a big hug and say thank you so much for all that you did. And you know, he is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I really, 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 really make dua. And then I really make dua for Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. I want to go and hug her and be with her in Jannah, inshallah. So we can all, you know, ask Allah, raise our hands, take the names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to talk to you like Isa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to sit next to Ayub alayhi salam and ask the stories how he was stationed, right? Now, knowing our religion, we did the pillars of Islam. And mashallah, I am beautiful good deed jar that you were showing to all of you. And mashallah, good deed pillars of Islam. You showed me a lot of crafts that you made already, right? So we learned about these 5 pillars of Islam. It's time to show what we know, right? The race that is really beautiful, mashallah. So let's go ahead and make sure you can show me on the screen right now empty papers, okay, that you're going to make right now with me. We're going to make something amazing right now, okay? So everybody show me if you have a plain paper, the bigger, the better. The more bigger it is, the better it is. Awesome. Aisha Khan, I love that paper. Did you get it from your printer, Aisha?
No.
Or is that a sketchbook? Good job, Eunice. Good job, Zurais. Mashallah. And I love the colors. And I love how you have this mug. And you have colors in there. Just like we need to eat food, we have these materials for our soul nourishment. And we use that. Okay. So I will give 5 seconds to friends to grab their colors. Make sure you have a pencil. If you need an eraser. Mashallah, Iman. Good job. Good job, Raya. Beautiful. Zaid Khan, excellent. All right. I hope you're sitting very comfortably. Okay. So your paper is not like crushed when you write on it. So sit very comfortably and put the paper on the ground. I will draw on the screen and you will be drawing on your paper. So if you're sitting on a sofa or you're sitting on like a bed, it's time to move to a table. Make sure you sit on a table. Okay, so that you can write. If you have to sit on the sofa, then make sure you have something hard underneath the paper, okay? Good job, Zia, very good. And look at Hiba, mashallah, she's so ready. Her pencil is in her hand. Hiba, you're ready? You're getting to get started, Hiba? Yes, I love it how Hiba is sitting, mashallah. She is so ready. Her paper is all neat in front of her.
I'm sad because this is the end of the class.
Oh, I need to give you a big hug, Hiba. Let's give a virtual hug to each other, right? So yeah, I'm also so sad. Thank you for that virtual hug. Hiba is so intelligent. She knows how to give a virtual hug, right? Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'm also very, very sad, right? I'm going to miss your smile so much. So inshallah, we can ask, you know, the team, let's have a new class again, right? And we can all be together, inshallah. Inshallah. All right. So how many of us have colors? Am I waiting for anybody? Go ahead and type 1 if you are all ready. We can't wait to make something. And option number 2, no, I'm not ready. I still have to get something. Okay, good job. Excellent. No food on the table so that there's no spill or anything, okay? All right, Rahma, quickly grab it. All right. Mashallah. Beautiful. Okay, awesome. All right. Alhamdulillah. So we learn in Pillars of Islam five amazing pillars. So when we become a Muslim, it's like, you know, like a seed is gone inside. It's like a pillar, it's like a belief goes in. And then when you start, you know, doing the pillar of Islam number two, like Salah, and then you do fasting, it's like you grow and grow and grow. The stem starts growing. And when you do all the five pillars of Islam, it's like, you know, your stem becomes so strong. So how many of us would like to be strong believer, like the strong tree? Go ahead and type one if you would like to be a strong believer, like a strong pillar. Awesome. Then turn off your screen so that you can focus with me, and I will tell you when you need to turn the screen on. Okay, at this time, turn off your screens and just your pencil. Don't draw anything yet. And on your page, on the top, write, I am a strong believer. Okay. And Rasulullah told us that a strong believer is like a date palm tree, okay, which grows very tall and which bears very good fruit. So I'm going to draw my paper here. And the first thing we will do is write that I am a strong believer. Okay, so on the very top, you can write, I am a strong believer. No spelling mistakes. Strong believer. Okay. And let me take that. I'm a strong believer. You can draw a tree if you like. Okay. Now what I'm going to do is I will be drawing a very nice stem. You can use a brown color for that. Let me grab a brown color too. So that's like my tree trunk. Okay. So you're going to draw nice tree trunk like that. Okay. Let's make sure that you are drawing it very nicely. Okay. So a nice tree trunk. And we are going to draw some earth here. Inshallah, if life permits, then we will talk about the roots which are underneath here. These are like our strong pillars of Iman. Okay, but in this class we talked about strong pillars of Islam. Once you have the stem, you know that the five things go on the stem, and we will write them one by one on the pillar, on the trunk. These pillars of Islam show in our life. We can see them. Okay. So what do you think is number one pillar of Islam? Can you all say it? Go ahead. Your turn. Everybody can say the first pillar of Islam is? Excellent. Very good. MashaAllah. The first pillar of Islam is Shahada. La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it proudly. So I'm going to pick a green color, and you can write with your pencils or with your colors. And on this trunk, I am going to write here, Shahada. That's the first pillar of Islam. I will try to make it a little smaller so it fits in my trunk. Okay, so you can write these inside your trunk, inshallah. So that is my first pillar, right? And what do you think is the second pillar of Islam? All of you can say that. One, two, three. Oh my God. You're so smart. I hope your trees are looking very nice. Very good. It is Salah. So I write the second pillar of Islam, which is Salah. What do you think is the third pillar of Islam? You said it very correctly. The third pillar of Islam that we talked about was fasting. You can write one first or the other first, but this one you can write here, and that is fasting. And I'm so proud of those friends who were trying that. Then we are going to write the fourth pillar. And we remember we talked about giving money to the poor. So what is the fourth pillar of Islam? All of you can say it.
Very good.
And what is the last pillar of Islam that Muslims go and perform? Which one do you think should I write as number 5? Excellent. So that's our fifth pillar of Islam, right? Hajj. So on this white sheet of paper, you made this trunk, and we remember, right? Just like I showed you when we start, we only, when we are born, when we become Muslims, we are like this small seed. But once you start becoming bigger, like you are 7 years to 10 years, you start praying Salah, you become stronger and stronger. Then you become even stronger, you become more bigger than 10 years, you start fasting, your stem becomes stronger and stronger. And eventually you start giving zakah and you go for hajj and your stem becomes so much strong, like a strong believer. And when you are a strong believer, then I'm going to tell you that you start to have, and you can draw, let me take a green color here for my leaves. Let's see how nicely yours is coming up. So you can draw some nice tree and leaves, okay? And then you start with having fruits of Iman. And let me draw a branch here. Ibrahim, that's very cool. So let me draw a branch here, and let's say a branch here. So let's say this branch is about, this branch shows your home. So when you become a smart person, a smart, strong believer, then you start to have some fruits of Iman. So in your home, you become like a very smiley person. So that's like one fruit of Iman, that you become like a very, very smiley person, right? Like, mashallah, you guys are so smiley. And how you become so creative and so intelligent. So you start making good things. So your tree will start having lots and lots of fruits of Iman, right? So let's say you are with your family, you become like so helpful and you start helping people. That's also like a fruit of Iman, a fruit. So here are the roots of Iman. This is your pillars of Islam. So let's write here, so that once we will show it to our mom and dad, we can tell them, look, mom and dad, we made the 5 pillars of Islam, right? And you can write that, and you can show it to mom and dad, that mom, dad, look, these are the 5 pillars of Islam, right? Let's see how nicely are you writing. I have some space so I can make it big. You can write in your size. And very nice. I love even you colored it, Azan. That looks so amazing. I love it, mashallah. And I am trying to add one more word here, that I'm a strong believer and I love Islam. Are you ready to sing together? La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it loudly. La ilaha illallah. Muslims say it proudly. Your turn to sing it. 1, 2, 3.
La ilaha illallah.
MashaAllah. Some of you are still so focused, you're trying to make it. Time to see what you made. Look at my tree and let's see how your tree came out. Now you can use colors to fill in. Let me see if I can fill in with a little brown color. How will it look? I am not sure how will it turn out, but let me try a little bit here. So you can color in your trunk. Yeah, it turned out nice. So you can color your trunk, and the more you do, the more stronger believer you are. Okay, Ziad, so bring it closer to the screen so everybody can see it. Mashallah. Excellent. You can make your trunk size. Now fill it in with brown color or light color so it looks even nicer. Very nice. Eunice, you want to explain? What did you draw?
I draw the fruits.
You draw the fruits also. I'm so proud of that. Mashallah. Excellent. And Abdurrahman? I love it. Abdurrahman, did you draw any one fruit? Go ahead and you can draw one fruit too. Beautiful, Aisha Khan. Very nice, mashallah. And Abdurrahman has a fruit of Iman, which is like a smiling. I love your smile, mashallah. Thank you for showing. That is so beautiful. And Aisha, it looks incredible. I love it, mashallah. Beautiful. All right, who else wants to show? So if you know it, then you show it. I like how Zia is now using colors to fill it in. Okay, Ibrahim is still coloring. Zaid, it looks so incredible and amazing. I love your tree. Zaid, did you draw it by yourself? Or you took help?
I took help with my mother.
You took help. Alhamdulillah. This is such a beautiful time that we are together as families at home and we can always take help, right? So just like, you know, when the seed is growing, there is, you know, there's a farmer who is giving some water and things. Just like that, we can take help from mom and dad too. Ibrahim, that is so beautiful. Ibrahim, do you like your tree?
Yes.
Ibrahim, do you like your tree?
No.
Yes? No?
No.
Okay. That is so beautiful. I love your drawing, mashallah. Beautiful. Lubna Hafiz, that is so nice. Do you have colors, Lubna?
Yes.
Lubna, you have colors?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. So would you like to color it too? Yes. Okay. Alhamdulillah. That is so beautiful. I love, mashallah. Look at Aisha Kausar. She's coloring it so nicely. I like the light colors. When you have writing on it, then you can use light colors. Raya, this looks so beautiful. I love it, mashallah. So pretty. Raya, did you color it? Did you color it, Shaya? Yes, I love your coloring. It is so beautiful. MashaAllah. Excellent. Is there any other friends who want to show? Oh, look at that. Zainab has a tall tree. MashaAllah. That is so beautiful. May Allah make you a strong tree like that, Zainab. So very nice. I love how you wrote the writing in there also. Right? Very nice. MashaAllah. Zainab, you colored it yourself?
Yes.
Yes? Beautiful. I love it. MashaAllah. Excellent. Now, you know what? Okay, anybody else? I think I saw Raya's, yes. And Yusuf, where is your tree, Yusuf? You showed me your tree? Let's see. Wow, that looks so beautiful. That is so pretty, mashallah. Such a strong tree, right? So go ahead and type one if we want to be very strong trees. Right? Just like that. MashaAllah. Beautiful, Hiba. I love your drawing. Very nice, Hiba. That is so beautiful. I love it. Now, I'm going to show you, friends. Zainab is also showing. And I have Mahroosh showing. MashaAllah. Beautiful. I love that tree. MashaAllah. Beautiful. Excellent. Mahreen, this is so excellent. And Abu Bakr, amazing. Awesome. Hassan, excellent. A big clapping for all of you. Right? Like Takbir, Allahu Akbar. So a big, big, big star for all of you, mashallah. Beautiful work. All right. Now what we're going to do with this tree is that we are going to keep it inside our home somewhere that we can take a look at it and we can remember how strong trees we are. Beautiful, mashallah. Mahroosh, really nice. And Abu Bakr, awesome. Excellent. All right. Now let's turn our cameras off and focus with me because this is one tree that we made here. But there is one tree that you are going to make by yourself. You are going to be detectives, like spy agents, like secret detectives. You are going to go in the house and you're going to look for some things that you can use as an idea for your project, okay? How many of us would like to play a secret detective game? Go ahead and type one if you would like to play a secret detective game and be a creative detective. Awesome. All right. The creative detective, let's see what we can do. Okay. Cameras off at this time. Good job, Tahreem. I saw it. MashaAllah. Beautiful. But at this time, let's turn the cameras off. everybody? Okay, so you said it's good job. So when you go around in your home, let's quickly first review what we wrote on our tree. Number one, the Shahada. We talked about it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Number two, we talked about Salah, which is prayer, and we all pray. Number three, we talked about Zakah. I'm keeping the tree there in case somebody's still writing, okay? And then we talked about Ramadan, how we fast from Sahur to Iftar, and how we turn as strong believers during this month. Then we talked about Hajj, right? Alhamdulillah, those were the five pillars of Islam. Now, and then we talked about that how can we be strong believers. Now, you see here, the really important thing is that all the manners that we learn, they come as your fruits. For example, we learn that every time we do something, we say Bismillah. So if you say Bismillah, then you can add a fruit in your tree. And you can make a fruit. What fruit should I make this time? Let me make an orange. Okay. So, and I will put here, oh yeah, I say Bismillah before I eat. Or let's say you say the dua before going to the bathroom. Or let's say you say the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, then you can make another fruit in your tree and you can say dua, I say dua, right? So you can keep decorating your tree, and as creative detective, you are going to look for some creative materials in your home. Can you guess what is this right here? Let's see, creative detectives, what is this on this painting number one? Let's see, who can tell me? Paint, very good. Yes, there is paint. Yes, this tree is made using paint. A roll, good job, Hiba. Excellent, there is a roll. So, you know what, sometimes we have tissue rolls, and when the tissue is finished, we have these tissue rolls remaining in our house. So you can use that, you can cut it, and you can use paint to make this tree. So inshallah, today when we finish the class, we will open, you know, the group for you tomorrow, the same where you put your homework, and you can make a special tree from your materials that you find creatively in your home, okay? And you will be making a tree with the five pillars of Islam, and then you will be sharing with us, okay? Aisha and Sarah, can you turn your video off? I can't turn your video off, and it's distracting all of us. So let's keep the videos off for a few minutes, friends. Okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. So if you see here, there is some rolls, and you can use some glue and tape to paste it here. And then on these fruits, you are going to write what you have as fruit of Iman. Okay. So on the trunk, what are we going to write? Let's write together. When you will be making this at home, a craft, you will be writing here, same thing. This is Shahada, okay? And then will come Salah. And then will come fasting. And then will come Zakah. And then will come Hajj. So your trunk will show me all these five pillars of Islam. And on this right here, you will be typing what fruit you have gained from the class also. All right. Like, for example, maybe earlier you did not used to share your toys, right? Maybe earlier you were not nice to anybody, but now you have become a very nice person, right? Aisha and Sarah, yeah, let's be careful. So here, sharing becomes like your fruit of Iman. So you see that? You can add things to it. And for example, now you know that I listen to mom in one time. Mom doesn't have to repeat telling to me. I listen in one time. And how about smiling? That's another fruit of Iman. And how about I say Bismillah? So how many of us are clear of what can we do? We will make a new tree as creative detectives. You look for materials. Maybe we have some, we can recycle some colored paper in our house. We can taste it. We can then write the pillars of Islam. Then we can write the pillars of, like we can write, give it a title that I want to be a strong believer. And then you will share it in your WhatsApp group. How many of you think you can do that? Then go ahead and type one in the window right now in your text box that yes, you can do it. Let's see how many of us can do this. MashaAllah. You guys are so creative. Awesome. So today we made it on a plain piece of paper, but you can look for ideas. You can talk to mom and dad. You can even make it with so many other things. I gave you some ideas here, but there are so many other things you can use. Maybe some of you are good at some of the things. Zed, this is so pretty. I like that it can flip also. What is the idea, Zed? Wow, it drew up. Zed, you want to tell what did you make?
So a good thing. We will get a reward in Jannah.
MashaAllah. And just like you open and the tree got bigger and bigger, when you keep doing good deeds, then your tree will become stronger and then it will become bigger and bigger. MashaAllah, tabarakallah to all the people who dropped one. So Ramadan is like special, special month in which we do good deeds, right? And it is when the seeds are growing. It's the seeds of good deeds can grow. So remember we did Suratul Asr today, right? So by time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that man is in loss. So option number one, okay, now it's a new question, friends. So let's be careful typing one, okay? Option number one, I am going to waste my time just watching videos or movies or just, you know, just wasting. Or option number two, I am going to be doing, increasing my iman. I'm going to do some good deeds, just like shown on the screen. So lock your answers, one or two. And these can go as fruits of iman on your tree. You can become a helpful person. You can be sharing. You can be praying salat together. That all can go on your tree. You can be reminding each other of truth. So if you advise, you help your family, you advise them at times, then you can add that there. And you can even remind each other of patience, right? So if somebody is like, oh my God, I'm stuck in my house, I'm so bored, you can tell them, it's okay, this time will end soon, and you know, we can be together again, so it's okay. So these all are like going to be your fruits on your tree, right? So the tree that you just drew, these all on your creative tree that you will draw, even how creative you are, this is going to go as a fruit on your tree. And you can write it over there, I am creative, I say Bismillah, or I make dua, or things like that, right? So that's how it's going to be, inshallah. Okay, Hassan, are you okay? So let's see. Now let's see a quick another idea I'm going to show you. Some of us, like, I love candy. I love them. So I like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah to give me even a candy swimming pool in Jannah. You can even make a tree with some wool balls, or you can mix from some cotton buds, or you can use some M&Ms for that. And look here, you can have some paper and you can just fold it, and it doesn't it look pretty? How many of you think this looks so pretty? Go ahead and type one if you think this looks so pretty. And I can use that. I can use some star sticky notes even to put like the fruits, right? And then you can type all your fruits that you have. Are you helpful? Are you smiley? This is so beautiful. MashaAllah, Ibrahim, I love it. MashaAllah, good job. So time to show me your final creations that you made. Alhamdulillah, you can show me that. And I will keep the homework screen open for you. And now you understood. Iman, this is so lovely. I love your tree, MashaAllah. This is so beautiful. Iman, did you enjoy making it? Yes? Did you have fun? And I am so excited when you are going to show it to your mom and dad and you are all going to show them how nicely, mashallah, you made this. So pretty. Aisha Khan, beautiful. Raya, very nice. Safa Mehreen, very nice. And inshallah, the one that you're going to post in the group is going to be the one that you make with your creative materials. Okay, so let's be creative. Let's look in our house. What can we find? Sayyid Riz, that is so interesting. I love that one. Okay, what is that, Sayyid Riz?
Yes, I took another paper and I just made an airplane and then I put it in a box.
I love that. I love your creativity, mashallah. So you can, you know, put that and inshallah, we will open the group for you a little early. And then you can take a picture, a nice picture, so that they can see your work more nicely. Make sure you write on the top that Nurul Quran Kids Ramadan 2020 course. And then at the bottom, write your name. Okay. And on the top, you will write, I am a strong believer. I'm a strong believer. So don't forget that you will memorize the dua of Yunus alayhi salam and talk about the meanings of Surah Asr with family, and you make your strong Muslim tree and then post it in the WhatsApp group. Okay, if this is clear to everybody, then go ahead and type one. Hassan, yes, inshallah, when you send the picture also on the WhatsApp, then I will see it also. Okay, so type one if you're all clear, you are a strong believer and you know what needs to happen. Very good, mashallah. And yeah, Zainabali, yeah, inshallah we will see each other. And next week, next class will be our last class. So inshallah, we look forward to hearing from you also. And we will have a short quiz also. And we will see your, we will show your activities to everybody also. Okay, so when you send me on the WhatsApp, then inshallah, we will show it to everybody too. Okay. So Jazakallah khair for being here. Izan, that is beautiful. MashaAllah. May Allah make us all strong believers like that. So Jazakallah khair wa asanu jaza for being such active participants. Everybody looks beautiful. I'm so proud of your strong work. And inshallah, we will see you in next class on Thursday. Okay. And yes, you will be sad for last class, but you will be smiling also, inshallah. Okay. And any questions, anything, you have the email address, but you are strong believer tree. You're going to put a picture in the WhatsApp group, right, Abu Bakr? Inshallah, good job. So we will remind each other by the same words. وَلَا سُبْتِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُجْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَآمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time, mankind is in loss, except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of haq, the truth, and who reminded each other of patience. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And don't forget to give mom and dad a hug as soon as you finish, and you can leave inshallah for duas for each other and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن واجعله لي إيمانا ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منه ما نسيت وعلمني منه ما جهلت وارزقني آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين.